I welcome you to today's Morning Motivation broadcast. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, and I'm here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, where we are tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We cover a new topic and assign a new task each day. First, I'd like to apologize because we had technical difficulties earlier. So some of you may have tuned in at 6:30 and we had to get that resolved. So welcome back to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. Our topic for this morning is don't miss your moment. Do not miss your moment. And our scripture for today comes from the book of John 2, 1 through 11. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, reach out to me, upcoming events, all of that on the website at feelthefire.com. That is F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's get ready to eat some hot breakfast for your soul. We are going to the book of John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, and I am reading from the KJV. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." Listen to that. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. What is our topic for this morning? Don't miss your moment. Don't miss your moment. For all of those who are tuned in, I want you just to repeat that. Don't miss your moment. Now, remember, the lines are muted throughout the broadcast, so no one can hear you, including me. I want you to now say, "Today, I will not miss my moment." Come on, and you got to believe this thing. Today, I will not miss my moment. Now, we go throughout life, and every day we are presented with moments. You know that time when opportunity knocks, as they say. But so many times we will miss that moment because we're not focused for the moment. We're not looking for the moment. We're not prepared for the moment. Or maybe we're even afraid to take the moment. So maybe we see it, but we are afraid to step out on faith or to do as Peter did and, you know, and step out of the boat. Because there's safety in the boat. There is comfort in familiarity. So for most of us, we would rather stay in situations that are not the best for us. than to step out and try something new. We do this throughout our entire lives, whether it's on the job, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's starting our own business. We can see that maybe there's something better, but I'm just a little afraid to do it. So I either don't take the moment when I see it, or we don't even see the moment and we miss it. But life is about timing. Every day throughout your day, there are moments all around you to come in and move toward your destiny, to accelerate your purpose. But you have to be alert. You know how they say, stay woke, don't sleep? You have to be alert, looking out, ready to receive the moment. So what we saw here in this word is that Jesus's mother accelerated his purpose. She accelerated his destiny because there was a moment there. A moment had come into their atmosphere. There was no more wine. And so she went to her son, our Savior, and said, hey, they don't have any more wine. And he looked at her and said, well, mom, you know, the Bible says woman, and that was not a disrespectful term or way to say that during that time frame. He said, why are you coming to me? It's not time yet for me to start working miracles. It's not time yet for me to reveal myself. Now, notice what his mother did. She did not stand there and argue with him because she knew moment was right there. She just went to the servants and said, look, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. Because I've gone to him and I've already told him that moment was here, right in the atmosphere. So whatever he says, do it. And she went on about her business. Then Jesus went ahead and took the moment. He began to tell the servants what to do to grow hold of that moment, to seize the day, carpe diem, as they say, to come in and just take hold of that moment, not let the moment or opportunity pass by. And then he turned the water into wine. So I want to discuss very briefly with you three things that you must do to make sure you don't miss your moment. Number one, you must be on the lookout for the moment. Be on the lookout for the moment or your moment because you know it is somewhere in your atmosphere. Now, most of you know I am an attorney and one of my practice areas is criminal defense. Well, you've seen, I'm sure, on movies when people are looking for someone or a suspect. What the police will do is they will put out a BOLO, B-O-L-O. And as attorneys will say, well, they have a BOLO out for him. That is a be on the lookout. In other words, we know the person is out there. We may not know where they are, or the officers may not know where they are, but they know that they're out there and that they are coming in the officer's direction. So they put the BOLO out. Be on the lookout because this person is somewhere in your vicinity, and I need you to be prepared to apprehend him or her when they come into your presence. That is the same way you got to be about your moment. You must be on the lookout for the moment. For example, if you're on your job, maybe there's a promotion that's coming up. You got to be on the lookout for how you can get in the atmosphere, in the presence of the moment to make that happen. Maybe your boss is coming today, the big boss, and they're going to go around and meet everyone. Now, you don't have to be brown-nosing or cheesing, as they say, but you have to make sure you're in the vicinity. Hi, how are you? I am Ms. Rossi Williams. It is such a pleasure to meet you today. Well, how do you like working here? I love it. This is such a great opportunity for me to be able to invest back into the company. So you got to be on the lookout for the moment. Or maybe you are looking or waiting for a spouse. Well, you got to be ready. You got to be well-groomed. You got to be looking good. I don't care whether you wear makeup or not, women, but you ought to be looking good. I don't care, men, whether you are that, you know, that brash everyday man's man or whether you are the CEO, you got to be on the lookout for your good thing. And you got to be prepared when the good thing comes because you don't want to let it pass you by. What about with your family? You are on the lookout for the moment that's in the atmosphere to accelerate your destiny, to move you further to purpose, to take you to that place of peace, sanctuary, rest, and prosperity of receiving blessings and being a blessing. Number two, you then have to recognize the moment. It is not enough to be on the lookout for the moment if you don't know what the moment looks like when it comes into your presence. I have to tell you, this is some good teaching. I'm actually preaching my own self-happy. But you got to recognize it. So when the officers put out the bolo, they will attach a picture onto the paper. They don't, or a description. Be on the lookout for a male. He's Caucasian or African-American or Asian. He's 6'1". He weighs 250 pounds. He has brown hair. He might have brown eyes. And he's driving a red Camry. I mean, they're given a description. Because if not, when the suspect comes into the atmosphere, the officers won't recognize him or her. So this is how you must be about your moment. You must not only be on the lookout, but you must be in tune with the spirit to discern when it has arrived for you, for you, for you. Not worried about when it has arrived for everyone else. Your moment, hallelujah. When your moment comes into the building, you got to be ready to receive it. On your job, you might need to try to join some committees, do some extra things, let people see that you have the capacity to do more than just what you do. No, I'm not saying take on five different jobs, but I will tell you, before I became an attorney, I was a registered nurse, and I still am today. I was, at one point, the youngest director of nursing in my whole corporation. And there were people who had been nurses almost as long as I'd been alive that I was supervising. Why? Because I had recognized the moment. In other words, everything that I could do in nursing within my particular practice area, I did it. Every time something came up and they needed someone to do it, I did it. So I went from being a part-time nurse to becoming a full-time staff nurse. Then I went from the staff nurse to becoming a staff development coordinator because the person who was in that position quit. Then I went from doing that to doing being promoted to a unit manager and going to another one of the corporation's nursing homes because the nurse who was there for the unit manager quit. And so the bosses came and said, Rossi, will you come over here to this building? I could have said, I don't live over there. I didn't come to be hired over there. I work over here. No, I saw the moment. So I took it. Then I was there, and I was training nurses and doing my job, and then the wound nurse and doing wounds because their wound nurse quit at that one, so I was doing two jobs. Then the wound nurse quit at another one of their facilities. So who did they call? Rossi. Can you come over here and do wounds for us over here? So I was working full-time unit manager at one facility while driving over to the other facility doing the wound nurse position. And while I was there, they came to do the inspection, and that facility had done horribly the prior year in wounds. So this year, they were like, oh, Lord, we can't get in trouble on this again. Oh, what is Rossi going to do? Because all of those people there didn't know me. But I went in, and I... the state, they inspected, you know, they observed me doing wound care on multiple patients or residents. And the next thing I know, I'm still doing my job. Here comes the administrator, the director of nursing. Rossi, Rossi, you did it, girl, you did it. We didn't get any deficiencies in wounds. I'm like, all right, you know, okay, to me, this is what I do. But then an assistant director quit at another building. Then they came and got me for that. By the time they finished, they had promoted me to a director of nursing. And not only was I the youngest director of nursing, I was the highest paid out of all the directors of nursing. You got to recognize the moment. And then the last thing, because we're running out of time, is then you must take the moment. You must seize the moment when it gets there. It's not enough to be on the lookout. It's not enough then to recognize it, but you got to take it when it comes now. You got to say, all right, Lord, this is my turn the water into wine moment. I didn't expect it. I didn't know it would be right now because Jesus said, my time has not yet come. But it is here, and I'm going to take it. I'm going to just step out on faith because that's what I've been teaching about this whole week, your ability to step out on faith. We talked about, are you going to work today on Monday? Pick up the slack on yesterday. Don't miss your moment on today. Your faith without works is dead. So you got to be able to take the moment, step out of your comfort zone, do something miraculous like you've never done. Just take a chance, take a risk. And just like Jesus, you'll see the beginning of your miracle. You'll turn water into wine. Hallelujah. Let's get ready and go into prayer. Ooh, begin to praise the Lord. Dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord, we praise you this morning. We magnify your holy presence in our lives. Lord, today we have focused on don't miss our moment. I got some listeners today, Lord, who've been missing their moment all throughout their lives. Every time opportunity knocks, they fail to answer. That has included me sometimes. So, Father, we come today and we declare that there is a new change, that from this point forward, we will be on the lookout for our moments. We'll recognize when the moment comes and we'll take the moment. We'll understand that the moment might not look the way we want it to look, but this is our moment. This is God doing a miraculous thing, shining down on us, and we will refuse to let that go by because that is the beginning of our miracles, the beginning of our destiny, the beginning of our purpose. As this said in the word, this was the beginning of Jesus. So help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and bless everyone here. For anyone who is on this broadcast who is not saved, hallelujah, or you're in a backslidden state, I want you to repeat after me so you can get in right standing with God. Dear Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sins today. I ask you to come into my life. And I make you the savior of my life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, you are saved. Everybody say, don't miss the moment. Then say, I will not miss my moment anymore. For those of you who are just giving your lives to the Lord or rededicated, make sure you get into a good Bible believing and Bible teaching church. Jesus has greatness in store for you, and he wants to do something for you. Now, I've run out of time, and someone told me yesterday to make sure I start staying within the time because they be wanting to hear every day. So I can only say go to the website for the announcements today, but tomorrow I'll stay within my 15 minutes. And the website is feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D-fire.com. Listen, if you missed any of those other broadcasts on faith, you can hear all of the archives. Go to the Morning Motivation page. You can hear this broadcast after 8 a.m., and there's a place there that says miss the broadcast. Click here for archives. Please go get to hear those other broadcasts on faith this week. Now, our task for today is that I'm giving you a bolo. I need you to be on the lookout for your moment. Recognize it. And I need you to take the moment today. Before the end of this day, I'm not joking, you should have seized a moment. You should have not let an opportunity go by. Everybody got a bolo. Go to the website. Send me your testimonials. Go to the contact page. Tell me the testimonials. I'd love to be able to read some of them out during the broadcast every day. So if you're enjoying the broadcast, go in and send me a message. If you get your moment today, please go in and send me a message. I want to share with others what God is doing. I will see you in the morning, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love you. Y'all don't know, but my moment is here. I love you. Be blessed. I gave you a bolo. Bye-bye.